It's 6 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. Good evening everyone, and I'm Deidre Barton. It's a rainy and cloudy 6 degrees outside our East York studios. In the news today, Toronto police arrested 27-year-old Lenroy Jackson this morning at his home in Toronto. He's in custody for allegedly robbing a TD Bank in the St. Clair Avenue West area. The first suspect, 26-year-old Andre Palmer, was arrested on Monday for taking part in the robbery. Jackson is facing 9 charges and is scheduled to appear in court next week. In other news, the homicide of Nicholas King is being told through a documentary. The Oshawa teen was shot dead by his friend last year, October. The short documentary is currently called Loaded and is being produced by Jeremy Summers, King's uncle. It will focus on King's death and gun control. Meanwhile, Canada's largest breast cancer opened at Sunnybrook Health Science Centre on April 4th. According to the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, Ontario, over 400 Canadian women are diagnosed with breast cancer every week, or over 60 women every day. As Observer Radio News Kenya Bruce reports, new technologies enable patients to receive quick breast cancer diagnosis at the Louise Breast Cancer Center.
Melanie DeSilvia was diagnosed with breast cancer in January 2011. She has been a patient at Sunnybrook ever since. She says her journey has been amazing and peaceful. DeSilvia is now breast cancer free and is back to work. She was able to see her tumor disappear on screen at Sunnybrook.
It really was nice to know that what to expect, because all 3 doctors told me exactly what to expect. And when you know that, and when they're managing all the symptoms, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And they seem to have it down to a science, with no pun on the word.
Dr. Martin Yaffe has been on the leading developers of new cancer detection equipment at Sunnybrook. He says this new machine can replace digital mammography as a screening tool in the future, but tests are still being done. He took reporters on a tour of the new facilities.
Digital mammography was more accurate for women with dense breasts, right, younger women. So this is really the next step, which is to try to do a kind of a digital mammography CT. We can actually find cancers that are missed in conventional mammography because of superposition overlapping of tissues, and also to reduce the false positive rate because of suspicious findings.
The Louise Tempertree Breast Cancer Center is now open for patients to receive fast and next-day diagnosis. With their private donation of $10 million, Louise and Jim Tempertree helped make this dream come alive at Sunnybrook. Kenya Bruce, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Turning now to sports. Today, the Blue Jays won a much-needed victory against the Baltimore Orioles 6-5. The Jays' win is scored on a bases-loaded walk to Maciej Iztuis in the 11th inning. Dugan Keith of the Chicago Blackhawks is being accused of saying a sexist put-down to a female radio reporter in the team's locker room. Keith said he was fired up after losing to Vancouver Canucks, but didn't mean any disrespect to Karen Thompson, the reporter. In other news, the Leafs have made it back to the playoffs. Scott Booth, a George Brown graduate, came up with the idea of lighting up the CN Tower every time the Leafs score. Booth, who's been a fan of the Leafs since he was a child, launched a petition on change.org to make it happen. And in entertainment, Kate Middleton arrived today to the National Portrait Gallery in London. She went to the reception dressed in a powder blue Emilia Wickstead dress and gray Rupert Sanderson heels. Her hair was half up, half down, and she looked elegant and beautiful as she showed off her natural glow. Prince William and Middleton are expecting their baby in July. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Deidre Barton, and have a great evening.